Hello.
Matt, we hear over and over again, you got to keep from getting too high, too low. How do you come down from the high of Game 7 that last round?
I think you just want to use it. You know, we got that great feeling right now in this room. We just won a Game 7, so we use that to into our game tonight. Obviously, Game 1, I think there's always you're just trying to get a bit of a feel for each other, what the matchups are going to be like, see who's, what line can perform against what line. So I think the first period for us, just come out and try to maybe establish physicality and then go from there.
What challenge does their speed
bring? A great challenge, but we also have great speed on our side, so I feel like we can certainly match that. It should be
You've been in the league
fun.
A long time, Matthew. Faced Marc-Andre Fleury quite a few times, I imagine. What makes him difficult to beat?
He's very competitive, so he's never given up on anything. So even if you think you have a wide open net, you better bear down, because he's jumping, coming across with something to save it. So do that, and then try to get in front of his eyes. You know, if he sees the puck, most of the time he's going to save it. So if you can get a couple guys in front of his eyes and try to get shots with inside the dots, we'll give ourselves a better chance of beating him, because from the outside he's mostly going to save it.
How do you expect the series to look different than the one that we just saw?
That should be pretty similar. We're two teams that finished on top of the standing, so it's going to be a hard battle. So we're just going to have to be a little patient and wait for our chances. I think we got great opportunistic guys in this room that they don't take much chances to put it in, so we just got to wait for our chances and put them in when we have them.
Does anything feel different in the team that's in this position for the first time? I mean, there's obviously a lot more media here.
Yeah, it's never been here. I've never been to conference finals, so it's new to pretty much everybody. So it's you just got to enjoy it and make sure you come to the rink prepared to battle. It's going to be a hard battle. We need everybody's best effort every single night from here till the end. So come to the rink ready to battle.
Matthew, in the first two rounds, you guys have never chased the series. You got the first game in both series, so obviously this is just one game, but how important is it in the mindset to not be chasing that series?
It's huge. Yeah, I think it's huge, because I feel like, especially the first game, it's two teams kind of trying to get a feel for each other. I haven't played them in a while, so if you can come up on top of that game, you're feeling very good about yourself. And tonight's it's a huge game. The first one is usually tells you a lot, so we're gonna come out and.
Did that Game 7 victory teach you anything about this team, your teammates, maybe that you didn't know already about them?
No, I don't think so. Maybe a little bit. Like, character wise, I think we came up and play a stronger game as we've played in all playoffs of all years. Maybe we focus on every single battle. I think that this Game 7 is all you can do as a player personally. It's make sure you win the next battle you involve in, and if everybody does that, I don't know how you can lose a game, if everybody's winning battles. So I think we should have that same mentality tonight coming in, and worry about the next battle you involve in and make sure you win it.
One thing that seems clear, even though these two teams, outsiders might say they're probably both just happy to be where they are, you don't get that sense that either of these teams are just content to be here.
No, we're not, for sure. I can't speak for them, but no, we're just halfway there. Like, there's so much work ahead, and the main goal is the Stanley Cup. So we're going to take this game tonight coming up, and we still have a lot of work ahead.